Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how you guys doing today? Welcome to One in the Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. What's really good? Happy Sunday. Law of Attraction Sunday. You don't know just by me just talking, just now I'm in a talkative mood. It's what I do. That's why I call it a talk show. A talk. What's going on, my people? It's all good. Back in the flow of things again. Back to my 2 weeks. I'm like, I slid off the last couple of weeks. Like, a Friday, but no Sunday. Sunday, no Friday. Yeah. I'm back now, though. You know, I had to recalibrate a couple of things and with me, you know what I'm saying? You know, the show where your host is all over the map talking about one subject, but I wouldn't calibrate it for some reason. I think it was the Mercury retrograde that got me. That's probably what it is. Probably. How you guys doing today? 11 o'clock. I'm back to 11s again. You know, I'll be talking about them 11s. I know how I do. I don't know about that Friday one. Every now and again, I'll be able to get back to that Friday night at 11 or Sunday at 11. How I roll? Yeah, no football, man. I don't even know what to do with myself. You know, the NFL channel got some, you know, football withdrawal stuff going on. I bought the football life, but it's all good. You know what? There's other stuff to do in life, you know, as a reason. You know, talking about the law of attraction. You know, law of attraction is Sundays. And, you know, I may say it as many as I feel necessary to say it, actually. There is no need to, I'm going to get that $20,000 check. There is no need to say, you know, it's, the secret is not a secret. If the secret actually is that you were doing what the secret was actually saying. You do it at every measurable increment of time. So, you know, you do certain things, you'll notice it'll be, you notice the peace and quiet. You might be able to hear this refrigerator behind me, but hey, let me tell you something, my people. When you set those things in motion and you recognize it, that's one thing. You don't recognize it. When you recognize that law bending over backwards to do what you want to do, oh, my God, it's a beautiful thing. What? You see, when you behold beauty, it's not necessarily like you would behold a beautiful woman or a beautiful man, if you know, for those who do that type of thing, you know, like women and so forth. It's not when you just behold a beautiful piece of art, something that you see with your eyes. But when you behold it, when you understand it, when you can wrap your consciousness around it, not necessarily what you see, it is a beautiful thing, ladies and gentlemen. Point, case in point, I went to a business conference yesterday in Toledo. I'm in Detroit right now. Technically speaking, I'm in the suburb, but I'm, you know, for the sake of saying, I'm in Detroit. I tell you, Roseville, y'all know what that's about. You know, I ain't gonna say, you know, but I'm in Detroit. But I went to a business, seminar in Toledo yesterday, and really, I was kind of contemplating that I didn't want to go, but I'd already bought the ticket way back in December. I think, was it December? No, it was November. Yeah, it was November. Wow, have you been out there? Well, it was November. So I was like, you know, I'm going to go. So I knew that I would do a show. You know, I knew I was back on track. I alluded to you guys the other day when I was doing the show on Friday. I'm going to go back, you know, call in on a couple of other blog talk shows. Most recently, which would be Angelic Ram, right? As a matter of fact, they're on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. That'll be Dax Toussaint. There's some other people on there, but I don't know exactly who they are. But, you know, I knew how sometimes I talk to you guys about numerology and things of that nature, sometimes astrology. These guys are more versed in that, you know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, they're actually offering a course, but, you know, you have to listen to Angelic Rams to see, excuse me, Angelic Rams to actually, you know, listen to what those things actually are. But, you know, I got recharged by actually listening to that show. I was never actually going to quit. Again, this is a show where you're the cause and I'm the effect. Thank you, for giving me something cool to do. And it's beautiful how I'm a big fan of synchronicity. You know what I'm saying? But I knew that I would do a show today. Again, but really, ladies and gentlemen, I may not actually know what that show is actually going to be about for about 10 to 15 minutes before. I mean, it has happened. It's not normally the case, but it has happened with some form of frequency, if you would. I may not know what I'm actually going to be talking to you about. Sometimes this has happened like 10, 15 minutes before I come up. I welcome the one in the spirit. It has happened that way at times. But I knew, you know, the law of attraction materials that we do on Sunday. Again, thank you for making that what it is. Fast becoming a staple on Blog Talk Radio, but that's because of you. I'm the cause. You're the cause. I'm the effect. Excuse me. And you know, thanks for giving me something cool to do. But you guys have made this into a popular show on Blog Talk Radio. That said, to me, because it's more closely to how I live, you know what I'm saying? I'm always looking to, you know, understand what's actually going on in life, and recognizing that life is not happening to me, but life is responding to me, that, you know, all of this molding, we're actually molding this with our time. I did kind of know, you know, way it's been going. I kind of knew why, but the thing is, when I went to the conference, you know, I'm at that point in some of these business conferences where a lot of the rah-rah, you can miss me on all that, you know what I'm saying? Either you bought this or you not. But there is normally some kind of a gem or some kind of jewel in there that I can, you know, I can pick it out. You know what I'm saying? And true to form, it was more of a confirmation than anything. Because I was going to start talking about why. And the guest speaker at the conference yesterday was talking about a book that, as it were, I got it last night because I'm a fan of Audible. I paid them a certain amount, and they give me a credit, but for the last 2 months, I haven't downloaded any audiobook. I'm sitting around, I'm looking, I'm like, I got two audiobooks, I got two credits, I don't know what I'm going to get. I'm just not going to get it just for the sake of getting something. Anything in my library, ladies and gentlemen, you can best believe it is of use to me. I didn't just get it for the sake of getting it. That's making any sense to anybody. But in this case, they talked about a book called Start With Why. I'm like, is that audio? Well, the gentleman was saying he was listening to his car, so I was like, oh, it's audio. But I'm sitting in the auditorium, and my phone won't go completely to the spot where I have to, you know, where you can check to see if the book is audio. I'm getting my nerves with that, man. I go big guy back to listen to what I'm listening to, you know, looking for the jewels in this. And I get home, and, you know, I went to my tablet. Everything I got is about Amazon. I got this Amazon Kindle. I got the Kindle app. You know what I'm saying? Audible. I'm a member of Kindle Unlimited. I read books for free. Now, they ain't telling me free, but, you know, there's a lot of books I don't have to pay for. I can just read them for free for this monthly fee that I have. And man, let me tell you something. They had it. You know what I'm saying? I got this big, huge bathtub in here. Instead of taking a shower, the shower be egging me. So I jumped in the bathtub for the first time in over a month. And it was a task cleaning it, to be truthful with you. But it's done. That's why we got the good products we got in the company. They true to form. It smells good in here right now. I tell you what. But it was just confirmation as this, knowing that I would actually name this show, the particular episode, why, or centered around the why. Why do we do things? You're saying, what do we do? What we do? Now, that's actually That's a multifaceted. That is a multifaceted subject right there. Because, you know, I say it all the time. Like I said at the beginning of the show, the secret, most people got mainstream, got hold of what they call the law of attraction via The Secret. Again, The Secret was not a secret. The Secret was brilliant marketing. And, you know, because it's just like, you know, like I say it all the time, I'm not throwing nothing at nobody. Like, if you go to church on Easter, there's a good chance you're going to find a whole lot more people in there than the week, the Sunday before that. That's all I'm saying. I ain't throwing mud this time. You know, I stopped. I told you I wouldn't stop throwing mud. I just actually did it. I ain't mean it, but I just actually did that. That's all that is. And but it's like that. You know, you come out the woodworks. People say, hey, what's the secret? Oh, what's the secret? You know, coming out, they want to know what the secret is. You know, that you attract to yourself things that you like, you know, like attracts like. Technically speaking, you've been doing this the whole time, but when you break that thing down, ladies and gentlemen, you start to understand that it's actually you. Everything that you see, you taste, you smell, you can hear, and you can physically touch, ladies and gentlemen, your five senses are nothing but tools of interpretation to already tell you what's actually going on without you, from around you. If that's making any sense to anybody, it should make some sense. Should make some kind of sense. Now, what I'm getting at, there are a lot of things, you know, like most people will tell you on that one level, they'll tell you, focus, whatever you focus on, the most, that's what manifests in your life. But for the most part, we don't actually even know what it is we focus on. Because, for one, we weren't even conscious or Christed, if you would, of what it is we actually are, which is why I put in there in parentheses, what we are, God. Didn't Jesus say the same thing? Is it not written that ye are gods? Not God, but gods. Huh? Same old thing. Now, that said, ladies and gentlemen, let me put it to you like this. Everything that happens in your life, my life, our lives, we've custom ordered it, actually. Now, you're saying, why? What does this have to do with why? Let me go ahead and brief you on this. Do you actually know why it is you do what it is that you do? That's, again, multifaceted. You see what I'm saying? Do you do things because of your environmental stimulation or where you were brought up, so to speak? Do you do things because that you were told to do? Or you're doing things to try to be like somebody, or it's what you think should be done. Or, as this book, see, this book is not necessarily, I just brought it up because there are things talking about more to the business side of, or influencing people. But on the flip side of that, that actually has something to do with what you're talking about right now, what I'm talking about right now, because what it's actually hitting at, what I'm actually getting to, I should say, is what is inspiring you to do what you do. Now, another phrase for the law of attraction would be, ladies and gentlemen, would be to say, another thing for the law of attraction would be to say, cause and effect. Now, that cause is a little bit different. You know, because you might not be aware of that cause. This is why I say, why do we do what we do? Now, I'm going to read something. I got to go over to the other browser real quick. And what I'm going to do, I need to hit do that. It's all good. Give me about 2 seconds. Let me get out of here. Move the down. Y'all know how I do. I'm going to go over to SciTech real quick. for y'all who know me. Y'all know I'm going to do it. That'll be psitech.net. I say again, psitech.net. Again, Papa Sierra India Tango Eddie Kim.net. Free knowledges. Now you can go down the line, you can read all of these books, self-improvement, spirituality, mind power, personal growth. All of these books on, oh, come on, Don, why we gotta come? You know what, I can't stand this number 10. You know, messed up my computer, man. I can't do stuff and do what I want to do. Let me get down to a book. It's called Thought Vibration. I'm going to read something to you from the third chapter. You know, I really don't like reading to you, but I'll read to you anyway. I got to do it. As I get to Thought Vibration, there's a lot of books on here. Dynamic Thought, Creative Process. What is that saying? The Creative Process and the Individual. You know what? Probably be a good book to get into right there. But I'm not. It's not really a class. It's more of a talk than anything. Remember, you're the cause. I'm the effect. I am you telling you what you told me to tell you at another time. Pretty much how that road. I'm just glad to be of service. You know, Jesus said, if you want one wants to be great, find ways to be of service. We'll get down here, give me a few seconds. A lot of books. The Power of Thought, Your Invisible Power, In Tune With The Infinite. I read that book a few years ago. Actually, I printed it out when I was at a job. You know, I think that could send me after that. Probably shouldn't have did it, but I did it. All good. Yeah. It's free anyway, though. The Ideal Made Me, Think and Grow Rich, The Master Key System, Secrets of Thought Vibration, there we go. The Secret of Success, go ahead here. And it's called, I'm coming from chapter 3, I'm coming from a book called Thought Vibration. The gentleman's name is William Walker Atkinson. And I'm coming from the third chapter on something called A Talk About the Mind. I'm going to actually get to you I'm going to read this one, what's called, what I'm trying to get to you on this, ladies and gentlemen, is why we don't necessarily know why you do it is what I'm getting at. Now, I'm reading from the second paragraph in chapter 3 on the subject of the title is called A Talk About the Mind. Now, it says, an active effort of any faculty of the mind is the result of a direct impulse imparted at the time of the effort. A passive effort of any faculty of the mind is the result of either a preceding active effort of the same mind. That means you might have started something like smoking. You see what I'm saying? Then after a while, it just becomes a habit and becomes automatic. But it's, at some point, it started. Now, a passive effort of any faculty of the mind is the result of either a preceding active effort, means active effort becomes a passive effort. After a while, you don't need to be concentrating on it. Effort of the same mind, an active effort of another along the lines of suggestion, thought vibrations from the mind of another, thought impulses from an ancestor. This is what I'm getting at right here. Thought impulses from an ancestor transmitted by the laws of heredity. This is in parentheses what I'm about to read now. Including impulses transmitted from generation to generation from the time of the original vibratory impulse imparted by the primal cause, which impulses gradually unfold and unsheath when the proper state of evolutionary development is reached. Now, I'm going two places with this one. I can leave that up there so I can come back to it probably. I'll probably need to do that. I'm going two places on that. We're in the right now. If you followed me a few Fridays ago, I was talking about time and probabilities and event space and things of this nature, talking about how we in the physical, our senses, we are looking at things, we are witnessing things pass from the realm of the future to become the things in the past. But what we witness right now, what we see is the right now, right? But right now, we're in the now, right? We're actually understanding that time is the excuse me, understanding that time understanding that time is the only true increment of measure of increment. You know what I'm trying to say? The true measurement tool of measurement, if you would. We're in the now moment. What I just showed you was what I just read to you out of Thought Vibration, the third chapter, and the second one, which talks about generation to generation. So what I'm getting at right now, do you know what it is you're doing? Why you're doing it? Are you in here to improve upon it? Or are you actually being, what's the word I'm looking for, are you being a slave to it? An active effort of the mind, then a passive mind is one of two things, active effort of the mind. Now remember that all things, everything is mind. You see what I'm saying? The conscious mind, the subconscious mind. Subconscious mind is what actually manifests our reality. Your conscious mind actually, or your subconscious mind is what actually plugs into the universal mind. All is mind. You are not the I. The I is something with which the physical body is not the I. The I is something with which the physical body is something with which the I used to plan to carry out its purposes. You are not the I is not the mind. The mind is something with which the I used to plan, think, and reason. And if you want to get on that, you can go to that same site I just sent you, SciTech, a couple of books up from Thought Vibration. You can get that in the second or third part of, I keep forgetting that one, of the Master Key System. Now, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. You're doing what it is you want to do. Because you want to, or you're destined to do it. That's a little bit tricky, and I know it's tricky, but that's how we roll on the show. Let me explain it to you like this. If one is speaking to, and I'm just destined to do what it is I'm destined to take whatever the line is, whatever is going on in our family line, if you would, you know, ancestries, and when the proper stage of evolution is reached, am I simply to carry that out, or do I have what's called, I was talking about Friday night, do I have free will in that thing right there? You feel me? Now, because if that's the case, if it was the case that you were just simply carrying on the next stage of evolution, you know, from your ancestors, which really, if you get down to it, I spoke on this a couple of times in the past, where I had done about 3 years ago, I went on Ancestry, because I'd never met any of my grandparents. They all passed right before. I'm talking about not my great-greats or nothing like that. I'm talking about my grandparents, like my mother's mother and father and my father's mother. They were all gone before I incarnated in this particular plane of existence. Do not discount that you incarnate, we incarnate in family lines. That's not the thing to do. There's a reason for it. There's a reason for everything that happens that you find yourself in. You feel what I'm saying? So that said, ladies and gentlemen, if we get down to it, we come to the, there's a reason, like my last name is Hogan, and I incarnated through Harlan and Hogan. Matter of fact, two of my forefathers, both of them have HH, my mother's father and my father's father. Their initials were HH. Now I'm just going to go into a little bit of numerology right now. You know how I was telling you guys about, hey, you know, it'd be a good idea not to live your life from January 1st to December 31st. Now, a little bitty baby that was born on January 1st of this year, that wouldn't apply to her, yeah, go January 1st to December 31st. But most of us go New Year's Day to New Year's Eve. But if you take, in my case, my birthday is September 10th, and I've been doing this since 2014, since I found it out. If you take your year, you break it down into 3-4 month increments. Excuse me, 3-4 month increments, and understand what that's going on. You'll see that your life has a pattern. Your life has a 9-year pattern. How is this relevant to what I'm talking about with two of my forefathers? Both of them having eight. One was Howard Harlan, and one was Henry Hogan. You see what I'm saying? So think about what I'm about to tell you right now. I'm about to come up on this. Right now I'm 48 years old, and two is some change. I will be on some. I've actually broke that down, those numbers down, and looked at my pattern and put it together and saw a pattern that actually my life going. Now, it's a 9-year pattern. There's one way, if you look at it, for the first 4 months of my life, of my year, excuse me, is one vibration. But the second, from the last 8 months of my year, they all double except for 1 year. Except for 1 year. And that'll be the year that actually matches my life purpose number, which not my what do you call it? The life lesson number, excuse me. When you break the birthday down, I was talking to you the other day. I accepted I was a 42-6, but it turns out I'm a double digit, like I originally thought, according to this gentleman Dax's numerology software. But it's 6 all the same. It's always when the number, there's a year that instead of me being a one number vibration for the first 4 months and then the last 8 months of that year, in my case, it would be from January to January 9th, January 10th to, 10-9 to 9-10, if you would. Now, that happens all except 1 year. 1 year, I'm on the every 4 months is the same vibration. And they come to an 8, if that makes any sense to anybody. What I'm pointing to you, ladies and gentlemen, is there are things going on in your life. There are patterns going on in your life that is actually vibrations that are going on in your life, if you would, that are actually determining not how your life goes, but are actually ordering the events, if you would, that you experience in this particular life, that's actually bringing about the experiences that you go through in life. Now, depending on what you know about this, a lot of times we suffer with things because we don't actually understand what's actually going on in our life. I was listening to the Angelic Rams the other day, and I'm in agreement with what the gentleman Dax is speaking about. Oftentimes, people are 11s and 33s and 22s, 44s, I know a lot of them, don't have a clue that a lot of the things that are going on in your life, ladies and gentlemen, because you are not actually in conscious vibration with what's actually who you actually are. Most times we look in the mirror and we say, I have a head, two knees, two arms, two legs, feet, hands, ears, and you think that's you. No. No. Physical is nothing more than an outward manifestation of spirit. So, oftentimes, do you know why it is you do what you do? So, technically speaking, now you would have to accept. You don't have to, but you know, if you're gonna get, you know, gonna get knowledge up on it, you have to understand. Firstly, everything that happens in your life on some level, you did it. You did it. It's gonna go with it. I know where you at. I know where you at. You feel what I'm saying? I'm like, how in the hell did I order that? I know where you at. I said it oftentimes, but after a while, you ever been talking to yourself and you start tripping, but, you know, then you start being in Congress with yourself, and in the back of your head, you might be tripping on something, and you're like, you know, I'm speaking from experience right now. I'm asking you, I'm asking you, do you know if it's ever happened to you, basically? And, you know, you'd be like, man, let me order that piece of whatever, man. But in the back of your head, you'd be like, man, you know, down the line, right, that it's going to come to you. But then you'd be like, man, but you like, hell with that, I'm going to trip anyway. It's just what I'm doing. And that's it. But, you know, that other part of yourself just let yourself go. I'm just letting you know, because you know it's actually going to make sense a little bit later on down the road. But I don't care. I feel like tripping. You know, okay, I just want to let you know. Then that part of yourself lets you go tripping. And true to form, ladies and gentlemen, every time I did that, every time I did that, at some point in time, I come to the conclusion that, you know what? It is what it is, Pimpin. Then you're like, I don't even know I was tripping. Now when that happens, though, now this is, you know, to my credit. you're like, actually wanting to trip, you're like, man, I don't even know. This is that part of you in the back of your head. You sure? You know, because you don't want to, you know, nah, man, it ain't gonna work out anyway. Somebody's gonna take a nap or something. And that's how it happens. Everything that happens, ladies and gentlemen, there's no reason for you to trip. For two reasons. For one, when you accept that you've actually ordered it on some kind of level, whether it was in a previous life or some way you're thinking right now, whatever the case may be, you order them. When you really accept that, that is a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Number two, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what it is, what happened, remember, because the first distortion of creation or of the infinite intelligence is free will. Remember, we're nothing more than an accumulation of the choices that we continuously make. Whatever choice it is you've made, good, bad, or indifferent, that situation that you're going through, it's like Scripture says, all things work for the good of those who love the Lord. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're going through, It is for your betterment. And when your betterment, when you are at that point where whatever you're going through is for the betterment, you and you're better, the whole is better. You see what I'm saying? It's just like if you were, say you take the body as an analogy, and say you're the kid, you're going through some kind of detox. It's uncomfortable, but you know when you get through with it, the kidney, a good kidney, you know what I'm saying, that means the liver don't have to do some stuff that the kidneys were doing, should be doing, because the kidneys, you know, less than optimal, and in less than optimal, you know, condition. Now, understanding that you're part of the whole, you are, everything is interconnected. Again, this is the reason this name of this show is One in the Spirit, interconnectedness of all things. I ain't even gonna say it, I'm cool. Anyway, you know, there are, you know, things where we, do you actually know why it is that you do what you do? Now, again, let me go back to the point I was making a little bit earlier about, you know, you're actually, let me read it for you real quick. Over here, we're talking about, parentheses, including impulses transmitted from generation to generation from the time of the original vibratory impulse imparted by the primal cause. So there's a primal cause, basically, that actually shows up in our family lines, if you would, in our, from some generation. And not necessarily, when you say generation to generation, it's not necessarily to family, but again, which impulses gradually unfold and unsheath when the proper state of evolutionary development is reached. Now, put it to you like this, and this is where this book comes in handy, actually. When the book says, it's, what it's actually talking about, it makes some good points on some stuff. I'm only listening to about 14%, you know, how much that is. It's a 7-hour and some change book, but I was sitting in this nice big bathtub listening to this while, you know, I was soaking in this bathtub. Make sure this phone hang up. Now, this book, for me, pretty much was just, you know, giving me confirmation, okay, why, which is what I was thinking yesterday. I'm like, why we do stuff. Now, in my business, one of the first things I've learned, and this was like 15 years ago, what is your why? Why do you do this particular business? I was taught that, well, I found it to be true, that if you get into this particular type of business just for money, you will fail. You have to have a why as to why you're doing it, why you're doing this. Well, I found this to be true, but you know, they teach this. But at the same token, ladies and gentlemen, this book, Start With Your Why, is actually talking about influencing people as opposed to leading people. You see what I'm saying? Influencing people is getting people to do stuff without actually having to force them or manipulate them to do it. You're the leaders in leadership, and, you know, leaders may be in a position of authority. That's not necessarily good. That's not necessarily a leader. That's more like a boss or manager, if you would. But what it's actually speaking to, a lot of things, how people are manipulated, that's what I've read so far. That manipulation is not good, but let me put it to you that way. Now, what is it you're doing? I'm going to tell you something right now. When we talk about the evolutionary thing, we are parts, we are cogs in the machine, if you would. You know, all, you know, down, we're, you know, down the creational spiral, if you would. You know, where we are. Not that the higher is more important than the upper. I mean, it's not the case, if you would. But it all counts. You know what I'm saying? What we do affects the whole. Do not believe just because I am a factory worker, if you would, that what I do, how I do what I do, does not matter. It all contributes to the whole. But on a grander, more big picture level, if you would, there are things where, like, for instance, ascension, if you would, where the whole earth as a whole is ascending to another level of existence. You see what I'm saying? It has been this way. It's actually going. It's evolving. It's always changing. It's always doing something. It's always moving. If you actually look in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. And darkness was above, upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved. Right there. Everything is about movement. Notice and look up in the heavens. This is what astrology is about. This is what numerology is about. This is what tarot is about. All of this stuff. It's what Christianity, it's all of it. Biblical. Look at the thing. It's always some kind of story move. It's always some kind of movement. Everything is always moving. Look in Hermetic text, the law of vibration. Nothing is still. Everything is always moving. It's always right there. What we're doing right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're awakening. Coming out of a stupor that we, for some reason, we have to go through. Go figure. I don't know. I don't have the time to actually go to. I could make an attempt at explaining it. But we understand that there is a level of ourselves that we do not know. Matter of fact, I'm going to read it for you. Baby, don't do it. Do it. Ow. Oh, here we go. Then go all the way to the end. I am going to read something. I'm just going to read just to make this point. I'm going to Master Key System. And there are parts of ourselves we don't actually know. This is why the question came up. Why? Our difficulty are largely due to confused ideas and ignorance of our true interests. But that's not what I'm looking for. But the room is not slug process carried out of negative. Our mind is still designed to correspond and once we have nothing. Oh, there we go. Good thing was right there. Now I'm in part two. I'm going to read the first two paragraphs real quick. But the second one of this paragraph is I'm trying to make the point that there are parts of us we're not actually in constant connection with. It's because we don't know it. That doesn't mean that it's impossible to be in conscious connection with it. Remember, Jesus said, is it not written that we are God? Understand your makeup. You got some stuff going. So I'm going to hit these for you real quick. The operations of the mind are produced by two parallel modes of activity. The one conscious, the other subconscious. This actually makes some sense too. He who thinks to illuminate the whole range of mental action by the light of his own reason, by the light of his own consciousness, it's not unlike the one who should go about to illuminate the universe with a flashlight. Now, the subconscious logical processes are carried on with a certainty and regularity which would be impossible if there existed the possibility of error. Let me stop on that right there. I'm coming out right now. I'm in the master key system, part two or chapter two, if you would. Look, on the evolution, there's an evolution that's actually going on. There's certain mechanics that go on. You feel what I'm saying? In that. But, you know, the whole thing where it's actually going, it's going to get there. You're going to get from point A to point B. It's just a matter of how you do it. Free will. Remember that. But what it's saying is the subconscious's logical processes are carried on with a certainty and regularity, which would be impossible if there existed the possibility of error. In other words, there's no possibility of error. You're going to get there. You're going to get there eventually. How you get there is up to you. Our mind is so designed that it prepares for us the most important foundation of cognition whilst we have not the slightest apprehension of the modus operandi. That's what I really want to say to you right there. See, there are things you don't know. You don't have the slightest apprehension of the modus operandi. But it's your mind. Our mind is so designed that it prepares for us the most important foundations of cognition. While you don't have the slightest apprehension of the modus operandi. The MO. That's what that means. You know what? I'll be honest with you. I was thinking about this for some reason of that modus operandi. I was thinking of talking to my son about something. But I guess, you know, it's kind of like foresight. I didn't know I'd be reading this today. Just point that out like that. Get my street cred. You know how we do. One in the spirit. The show with your host be on some other stuff. He don't be knowing what's going on. It's all good, though. Anywho, but I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, why do we do what we do? You ever been to that point, ladies and gentlemen, where even those of us who've actually studied or actually endeavored to, you know, put it out to the universe, like my sister likes to say, just put it in the universe. Put it out in the universe. Who actually do that, and then things don't work as though you think they should work? Well, there's a reason for that. It's actually a beautiful reason. It's actually working in your favor. Technically speaking, what I'm talking about, I just hit on it, the two parallel functions of the mind. Well, did it say parallel? Wait a minute. I might have missed over that one. Parallel mode, there it is. The operations of the mind are produced by two parallel modes of activity. Okay. Now, because we think we're in the illusion that we are separate from God, the infinite universe, the absolute, whatever you go with. It's all good. The beauty of it is we think from a materialistic view, but when you really get down to it, not having the slightest apprehension of the modus operandi, really things are working out. We just simply don't actually recognize it to an effect, to an extent, because we've got too caught up in the illusion of what we see, what we smell, what we taste, what we hear, and what we can physically feel. We've got too caught up in the illusion that the five senses is actually life and not that they are tools of interpretation to what's actually going on within you. Now, if you go to the first chapter of this particular book, let me go through that real quick. I'm again in the Master Key System. I just go ahead and highlight the Master Key System on a regular basis with all the
previous, dog. Let me get in that first chapter. Let me see. Bing. Mind is creative. Now, where is it at? There we go. There is a world within. I am in the part one of the Master T system. There is a world within. A world of thought and feeling and power. Of light and life and beauty. And although invisible, its forces are mighty. The world within is governed by mind. When we discover this world, we shall find the solution to every problem, the cause for every effect. And since the world within is subject to our control, all laws and power and possession are also within our control. So, what am I getting at, ladies and gentlemen, before I close it out for in about a little bit? I don't know. Oh, actually, I'm going a little bit more there. Now to the next chapter. And I tell them, you know, it's got numbers. It's, I don't want to call them verses, but I don't know. The world without is a reflection of the world within. What appears without is what has been found within. In the world within may be found infinite wisdom, infinite power, infinite supply of all that is necessary, waiting for unfoldment, development, and expression. And if we recognize these potentialities in the world within, they will take form in the world without. Now, what am I saying to you, ladies and gentlemen? What I'm saying to you is, firstly, There's no sense in you even getting caught up. No sense in you getting caught up in what you see, what your life situation is. There's no sense in you pointing at somebody else. There's no sense in me pointing at that person. Did this person think they look at yourself in the mirror and understand? See, you've never seen your own face, ladies and gentlemen. I seen it in the mirror. You've seen a reflection of something that you trust is you. Because you think you put your hands on your eye and, oh, I can't see out of the eye because it's, you assume that it's you. Technically speaking, you're actually reflecting what somebody else sees. You've seen a reflection of somebody else. It might not actually be you. You ever seen somebody who thinks they're just ugly and hideous? You see, but you might be looking at the person. You're like, damn, she banging, or he banging, whatever the case may be. Handsome or gorgeous, whatever the case may be. But they think of themselves as, oh, hideous. There are people like that in the world who think they're monsters, but are just gorgeous. As a matter of fact, I don't mean to fit no names like this, but Janet Jackson was somebody like that. And I don't know what about y'all. Janet Jackson's like a year older than me. Janet Jackson's about to be 50 this year. That's the bangingest 50-year-old I've seen in my life. What the hell? Yo, what? And you thought, what? See, it's, you've never seen your own face. You've seen a reflection of it. Everything else out here, ladies and gentlemen, the world without is a reflection of the world within. No point at all to you pointing a finger at anybody. Understand that the situation you're going through, but the key here, ladies and gentlemen, the key is to simply find out why it is you did what you did. If I don't like the way this person is talking to me, I don't like the way this person is treating me, I don't like the way this person is looking at me. That is you. You understand? That person that you don't, what is it you don't like about yourself? What is it that makes you talk to yourself like that? For that matter, let's forget that the world without, for a minute, is a reflection of the world within. How do you actually speak to yourself?
I mean, that, you know, it's like, how do you talk to yourself in the mirror? Damn, I'm broke. You see, you understand what you're saying with the power of words? You understand what you're actually ordering your reality, ladies and gentlemen? Now you see how that's actually working? Are you saying to yourself, you don't have to actually even say it to yourself, when you accept it, when you accept something, when you accept somebody, and I have to learn this. Oh, my God, I'm speaking to you of so much experience right now. I am speaking to you of experience. See, this is the beautiful thing. This is why I'm so thankful that I came across astrology, and I paid attention to it, and I got into it. Because when I understood the North Node and what it to me represents, my understanding of it, how it's actually ordering the events in my life. My North Node is in Aries in the seventh house. Now, I've had a problem in life where I felt like people just don't listen to me. Now, again, if I just say it, it's not that they don't listen to you. It's actually you that's actually prompting this. You see what I'm saying? And I, when I started understanding, I got into astrology in like 2010-ish, pretty much. And I started to understand, ladies and gentlemen. I was to the point where I started to understand why people did me. If those things in you are not shored up, again, within you, those things without you, reflect to you that there's something that you need to be taken care of. Now, it's another thing where I have Saturn in Aries, but retrograded. Now, those are the two, the epitome, those are the two, if nothing else, the two opposites of each other. Now, me being born in September 10th, that puts me in the sign of Virgo. Even though my sun is in my 11th house, which is with the house of wishes and friends and things of that nature, you know, groups of people, groups and stuff like that. Virgo technically rules the sixth house, not on a generic sense, if you would. If, you know, doesn't matter what's over that cusp of that house, but the sixth house technically is Virgo. It's actually speaking to me. It's actually, technically speaking, what if you push that wrong button? I just think I was the meanest SOB, and I would then feel bad about doing it, but I was like, you know, you really shouldn't have, you know, people don't, I don't be fighting nobody, but I can blow up at some people. You feel me? I can get at you. You don't want it, my dude. I'm trying to learn you. You don't want it like that. But at the same token, it's not really my preference to do. I would like to just simply say to you, hey, blah, 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 and we communicate like grown folks. But why are you thinking you're about to run me over? Now, the thing is, growing up a holy roller, I too have holy rolled. I'm thinking, you know, you're supposed to let stuff go. But within me, there are things that are building up. And then after a while, boom, it's like a volcano. You understand? I'm not a violent person. But I'll let you know, you get on my nerve too damn much, we can get it. Let me put it to you that way. You can get it. And I have no qualms with it. Granted, I'll feel bad afterward, but even that guy, after a while, that got to a point where I was like, you know what? Start none won't be none. You know what I'm saying? That's when you start having those self-talk. Like, man up, dude. You're just going to keep pushing you down. Well, you know what I want to do? Shut up, man. You be having them conversations with yourself. I'm just letting you. Can your man keep it 100 with you? I'm just keeping 100. You know what I'm saying? But I had to learn when I got into it. Learning about that. See, like I told you, ladies and gentlemen, if I want to know something, it's gonna find me. I have no absolutely 0% doubt that it's gonna find me. You know what I'm saying? 0% doubt. What I learned about myself, ladies and gentlemen, was that that's like that for a reason. You know what I'm saying? In other words, in this life, in this particular incarnation, I've come into this particular life to live how I believe and live in what I believe, but you have to understand what it is you do believe. Do you believe it or somebody else taught you to believe it? That's, again, when I just read it, our difficulties lie in our ignorance of our true interests. When you understand some things, you understand why. You might be into some stuff you might not even need to be into. You see what I'm saying? Before I close this out, good thing about this book, it's called Start With Why. It talks about a lot of things, how people were manipulated, and I'm in the early phases of the book. It speaks to a lot of things, ladies and gentlemen, where it's talking about, you got stuff where people, like, for instance, like says people who talk about how companies manipulate people to get people to do stuff, and they get in these traps and stuff like that. Now, on the evolutionary, that evolutionary stage of evolution, now we're at that point now where all that other stuff is not working for us. If you were manipulating people, that's not going to work for you no more. You're at a point now where whatever you're doing, if it's not benefiting people wholeheartedly, it's not to the point now, let me make this clear. You're not going to be to the point where you can't make a profit on something. That's not what that's about. But you will only benefit when you're actually doing things that are actually benefiting the whole. It's like my man Zig Ziglar used to say, help enough people get what they want, you have everything you want. You don't need to jip anybody, anything of this nature. And it's coming to that point, why are you doing this? What are you doing, what it is you're doing? And if it's not, and if it's not your highest, if you're not being influential, or you're not influenced by that inner man or your inner self, your connection with God, if you would, God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute, whatever you're going with, go with, you're going to have a problem. So it behooves you to first find out why it is you do what you do. But see, I can point some things out to you, but it's nothing like understanding. You feel me? Nothing like understanding for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Now, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let it go for the day. Done my bit for King and Country today. But ladies and gentlemen, join me again next Friday. It'll be 7 or 11, one of them two. I don't know. We're getting into the Friday night. I told you guys, I was going to stop naming the Friday night hangout. I got a clear indication you guys didn't like that. And that was indicated by the numbers being back up. Again, before I started, I checked the numbers before I just started the show. Yeah, it went, sure enough. I just, start calling it the Friday Night Hangout. Friday Night Hangout and put the date on it. But that's what we're going to be at for right now. Until, you speak again. And this is the show where you're the cause, I'm the effect. And it's a pleasure to be of service to you. So, leave that there. Yeah. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know who's listening live again. I say this to you guys a lot. You can listen to the link, which I sent out right before the show, a couple of times during the show, what I just did like 5 minutes ago. Or you can listen to archive. But if you'd like to call in, like to speak on the show, like to, have a comment, something of this nature, area code 646-787-1879. Or you can click on the link. You can listen live that way. Either way, it's all good. As long as you listening, as long as I never get a zero, I'll continue to do this show, and I pay for this show right now. It's just all good. It's not a problem with me. It's staying for you. It's a pleasure to be of service. But at the same token, ladies and gentlemen, I am. This is therapeutic for me as well. You're talking about a long jam of stuff in my head that just be in now. You don't know how, you gentlemen, you ladies and gentlemen don't know how much of a
blessing you are to me to give me this outlet. But that said, I will be back next Friday, this Friday coming up. We're going with, as a matter of fact, this past Friday I was talking about, I got into a little bit of the Law of One, creationism, logos, the word, the free will, things of that nature. More of a setup. I'm going to start talking about some other stuff. Some of them are more interesting. I understand where we're at right now. It's a little bit confusing. But if you follow that, what I'm talking about, you will understand. As a matter of fact, you actually get to, if you actually follow that stuff I'm talking about on Friday, you can actually start to figure out that why quite rapidly. You feel what I'm saying? Quite rapidly. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to catch you guys next Friday. And again, though, also, before I go, it'll be www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. And that will be the O-N-E variety of One in the Spirit, not the number one, but O-N-E. Every show I've ever done, ladies and gentlemen, is archived there. Quite sure there's something there. Go there, check it out. Tell somebody about One in the Spirit. Let them listen. Let them be served. This is a show not about popularity. It's a show about helping further the cause of evolution of us as a whole. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and let it go. You guys enjoy your Sunday. Do whatever it is you do. I got some stuff I got to do to make it better to where we can to better the show. One of these days, I'm going to figure out how to put that music on here when I sit down and focus on it. That said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. It's been a pleasure being of service. One in the Spirit. Chucking them deuces. One.